Britain.
Nuclear tests. Atomic number. Britain's nuclear test veterans are still fighting for redress.
First came a flash that lit the sky on fire. Then Gordon Coghan saw the bones in his hands and blood pumping through his veins as if he were looking at an X-ray. Next he felt an intense heat, like someone was pushing a fire through his belly. Around him, men were shouting for their mums. He soon turned to look at the dark red, blue and green mass before him. The mushroom cloud was a very awesome sight, but frightening at the same time. More than 20,000 servicemen were present at British nuclear tests in Australia and the South Pacific between 1952 and 1967. Mr. Coghan's experience came on Christmas Island as an 18-year-old on national service. In the years since, some nuclear test veterans like him say they have suffered health problems, including cancers, which they worry were caused by radiation from the blasts. Everything went wrong after them bombs, reckons Mr. Coghan, now 85, who says all his teeth started dropping out and that he has suffered a bent spine and cancer. British atomic veterans have been seeking redress since at least the 1980s. Their campaign is gaining momentum. Andy Burnham, the mayor of Greater Manchester, is among those now backing a public inquiry. In 2021, Sir Keir Starmer became the first party leader to meet test veterans. But winning an inquiry or compensation will be tricky. In 2012, Britain's Supreme Court narrowly ruled against around 1,000 veterans seeking to launch claims against the Ministry of Defence, or MOD, which denies liability. The court said too much time had passed. It is difficult to prove that a specific exposure to radiation caused a specific instance of an illness as common as cancer. Veterans say this makes it hard to assign legal liability or to receive a regular war pension, which compensates people with illnesses or injuries caused or made worse by service. Studies of veterans' health outcomes also complicate the campaign. One mortality study, commissioned by the MOD and published by the National Radiological Protection Board in 2003, found some evidence that British men who took part in nuclear weapons tests had a higher risk of leukemia compared with a control group. But it also found that overall rates of mortality and other cancers were similar. Alan Owen of LabRats, a veterans campaign group, complains that researchers have not measured PTSD, fertility problems, or the pain of seeing fathers die young, as his did. Most people who witnessed tests are dead, making it harder to do new studies. Other countries have acted. Under a plan introduced in 1990, American atomic veterans who developed any of a list of 19 cancers were entitled to one-time payments of $75,000. That particular scheme expired in June after an extension failed to pass the House of Representatives. Canada and France have also offered compensation to some veterans. But in July, Sir Keir refused to promise an investigation into what happened. And although Labour promised in 2019 to pay £50,000, that's $66,000, to each surviving veteran, the pledge was not included in its manifesto this year. Money matters less to some veterans than a wish to know what happened to them. Their latest case, brought by around 300 servicemen and their families, seeks access to blood test records that they claim are held by the MOD and that they argue would provide either evidence of harm or peace of mind. The MOD has said no information is being withheld. Many veterans just want an apology. Last year, Roger Grace, an 86-year-old Briton, reunited with other veterans for a showing of Oppenheimer, a blockbuster film about America's atomic bomb. He was quite moved. "As young lads, we didn't know what we were seeing. Now we know more. It would be nice to get some better recognition.